Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Great Ideas Radio show, and I am Frank the Grill Man, and that's John over there who usually burps. Good evening, John. See, like I said. welcome to another show, and tonight, first of all, we got a big announcement. We have a big announcement. If you listened to our show last week, we had, yep, all the way from the UK, John Fogarty, and John Fogarty has such a cool, cool product that we decided to talk to John after the show, and he has become a sponsor for GI Radio, and if you haven't heard about Fogarty charcoal ovens, you got to check it out. There's a link here on the radio show. It's one of the greatest, coolest, most interesting new products that I've seen. And
it really is cool. No, it really is. He's not blowing smoke up your ass, folks. This thing, it really is nice. No, the guy makes the stuff by himself, by hand. And the more sets he sells, the quicker he'll move out of his mom's house.
Don't wake up mom. If you listen to the show, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. But it's a great product. Check it out. The link is here. He also, John Fogarty, is on Facebook. You can also find Fogarty Charcoal Ovens on Facebook. So we're happy to announce him as a sponsor for our show, and I'm sure actually we'll probably have him back on later on to tell more about the product. But
and Frank, one thing you kind of forgot about, there is a disclaimer with this. John Fogerty has nothing to do with Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is a different John Fogerty.
Yes, it is. A different John Fogerty.
He's got a bit of a different accent than John Fogerty does from Creedence. A bit of difference.
Yeah, we had a conference call with him the other day, and he's, well, you didn't show up, John, but he said, I like
yeah, whatever.
To
I was thinking
you.
Of the
like,
dump. What?
Talking to you blokes. You blokes really make me laugh, so. He's all the way over there in the UK. I think it's called Staffordshire or Staffordshire over in
It's
the
called
United
Staffordshire.
Kingdom.
There's not Staffordshire. Oh, really?
Whatever. I'm American. I don't know how to say that crap. Our guest tonight, by the way, is Fred Zera. Fred Zera is a director and a writer. He has done independent films. He's coming out with a new film. And Fred's been on our show a couple times before. We helped him promote his last film, which was called Read Me, which was an excellent film, by the way. If you get a chance to download that, you should. It's a really good movie. But he's coming out with a new one through Kickstarter, and he's going to be coming on to talk about his new movie and how you can get involved and help out. But in the meantime, before our guest gets here, this is the part where I ask my sidekick, co-host, whatever the hell you are, what is it?
The pain in the ass from Jersey. There you go.
What is exciting going on at Death Time Bosses this week that you want to tell everybody about? Let me hit the music.
Off.
Okay.
This is why you get paid the big bucks. Come on. All right. If you look up at the night sky, what is tonight? It's a full moon.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? No, I can play the music.
Hey, speaking of that, it has nothing to do with the moon, but do we change the clocks tonight or is that tomorrow night? I forget.
You can do it tonight. It's more fun to watch, but yeah, it's tomorrow night.
Okay, hold on. Let me hit your button again. Okay, here's your theme music. What's going on with Death Time?
Oh, yes. Well, hello, world. Yeah, it's me, your favorite DEF CON person. Yeah, we're actually just about moved into our house now. It's been going on since June. It's a beautiful thing. I had to have the main sewer line replaced. They had a jackhammer to floor and all that kind of stuff because the schmuck who lived here before us totally freaked the house up. But that's beside the point. Anyway, now we're done fixing what he broke, and now we can actually move into our house. On the DEF CON front, I do realize it's been some time since we've had a sale. I have to apologize for that. DEF CON is actually on the verge of something very, very huge. Very huge. But, you know, bum's the word, as they say in England. I have to bite the old tongue on that one. It's just, everyone's going to know soon enough. Trust me, we're not going anywhere. This could.
I thought you were announcing something tonight. No.
I am. All right.
Well,
I took a great dump today. I pinched a massive loaf in the bathroom today. It was wonderful. I don't know what the hell I ate to make it, but I guess I ate a baby while I was sleeping. What?
Well, I turned off your damn music because I thought you were making a big announcement tonight. Based on your Facebook page, you said something was big. I thought you were going to announce it tonight, but no, you're not ready.
Well, I look down in the shower every morning. I don't talk about that regularly.
Jeez.
I mean, come on, man. Where are we going with this? I mean, God, you're bringing the worst out of me. What is this? I mean, Maryland's making Jersey, like, talk about stuff like this? This is weird, dude. You got, like, the free kittens on the side of your van or something. It's you're creepy.
So are you done with your DEF CON Bosses promo so I can continue?
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna be having our 15th annual NFL sale coming soon enough. Just hang in there, and we're gonna be doing it. We've just been going through a lot of stuff lately. That's about it. And there's Honesty from DEF CON Bosses.
Okay. And guess what? I don't think I've told you this. I'm making a cookbook. Yep. great. It's going to be.
You're
home.
Making a cookbook. You're not writing it. You're just going to make it. You're going to put it in the oven. It's going to rise, and now you have a cookbook.
Yeah,
you're making it.
And actually,
you're whipping up the batter right now, are you?
It's going to be all bacon recipes, and I'm trying to figure out how to make a cover out of bacon. I can't figure that part out.
Make it out of pigskin. Yep. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, I thought about like a football because it's the same thing. Kind of,
my
right?
God, do I have to give you ideas? I should sell these to you.
Yeah, you
Jesus.
Should. But I am working on my cookbook. I have had a lot of people say, you need to do a
all about bacon, and
why.
You didn't think about wrapping it in a football cover, a pigskin cover. Come on, man. It's called Marketing 101. Learn this one of these days. You've only been doing labels for 48 years.
I'm going to warn you. I won't tell you now. I'm going to do like you, John. I can't tell you now.
Oh, okay. I ain't going to lose no sleep.
I will give a hint. It's going to be an erotic bacon recipe.
Oh, good. So you got William Horne. We're going to do a lot of pork. Good. Yeah, we're going to a lot of pork in this book. There's going to be a lot of pork in this book. You're going to get porked up. You're going to get porked. You know, don't let your wife read this because while she's reading it, she's getting porked. Don't even open the book.
It will be a sizzling cookbook.
An erotic pork book. Erotic pork.
So I'm working on
you never
that.
Cease to amaze me, dude.
For a while. You're going to be impressed.
You never cease
you
to amaze
boy.
Me. No, I'm going to
like
be impressed.
I can't tell you right now, but it's coming.
I'm going to be impressed. I have yet to be, but this is good. It's an angle. It's an angle. I'll give you that.
It's an angle. By the way, if you want to call in, no one ever does, but if you want to call in, you can call in tonight. You can talk to our guests. You can talk to us. The number is 714.
It's a full moon.
Ooh. 242-5272, and you can call in and talk to us about anything you want. If the guest is on, I'm not going to interrupt him, but you're welcome to call right now. You've got about 3 minutes, 714-242-5272, and I wonder why no one ever called.
Call
me.
In. We don't bite. We don't bite. We suck. What?
Hey, by the way. It has nothing to do with what you were talking about, but I just remember something else. Listen to this, 5% of our listeners last week were China.
Kamchatka.
Yeah, the Chinese are starting to listen. Chinese are listening. I actually got three Chinese friend requests from Facebook, too, last week. So,
really?
I don't know what that's all about. No kidding.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
And, of course, the U.K., it ranked the U.S., Canada, U.K., China, Australia, and Poland.
Well, what happened to Vietnam?
Vietnam's gone. I don't know what happened to them.
Oh, the Khmer Rouge came back. Oh, damn it. Oh, I thought they were gone.
We never know who's listening to the show, but I thought it was weird that boom. All
no,
of a sudden,
no, you know it's cool. No, wait. We do have Poland on board, which is not bad. I'm mostly Czech, which is good. We have the same kind of cooking skills, kind of. Oh, Boże na strava. I mean, it's all good. I mean, Polish is good. There's nothing wrong with Poland.
Okay, if you say so.
Actually, the company I work for, that's where their IT department is based, is in Poland. It takes a little time to get things done, but Poland's great.
I remember back in the day when we were kids, there were Polish jokes, but I guess you can't do that anymore, can you?
Well, you can. You know, it's two Polish guys are putting up they're looking at a flagpole, and a blonde walks up and says, "What are you guys doing?" "Well, we need to know the height of this flagpole." Well, she reaches into her purse, pulls out a ratchet set. Don't even mention it. But she pulls out a ratchet set. They help her down. They lay the flagpole out there. She pulls out a tape measure. The blonde pulls out a tape measure out of her purse. This thing's 18 feet. And she walks away. When Paula turns to go, "That stupid broad one. Who wanted the height, not the length?"
Now that was a good one.
See?
For all of our Polish friends that are listening in our number 5 country, I'm sure you enjoyed that. Thank you, John Dilly.
Orski Blorski, not a problem.
Okay, well, no one's calling in, one last chance before our guest comes on, 714-242.
I think you purposely turn off the call-in button. You turn it off because you don't want to be harangued.
Harangutan.
You can't handle the truth.
Okay, well, our guest is calling in, and I guess we should bring him on. Fred Zara, as
absolutely.
I mentioned at the opening, he is a film director and writer. Been on our show a couple times, and we helped him promote his last movie, which was an excellent movie called Read Me, and it was about dyslexia guy who, I'm not going to ruin the movie, but you can download the movie and watch it. Did a great job, and he did it through Kickstarter. He's got a new movie that he is coming out with. We're trying to get set up through Kickstarter, and we're going to have Fred come on here if I can get this damn thing to work. As you can tell, I'm talking and pushing buttons and nothing is happening.
He's sitting on a bicycle with coconuts. The professor built him his electronic device because he lives in freaking Maryland, and that's how it works down there. It's below the Manson-Nixon line. Sorry, pal. Doesn't work here.
Here we go. All right, Fred. Fred Zara. I hope you're there. Are you there? Hey, Fred.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, this is not Verizon. He's a Verizon commercial.
Oh, gee. Am I supposed to come to your show? That's happened here. Sounds like I'm calling in the car.
Welcome to the show, Fred. And we were trying to be nice at the beginning of the show. I told a little bit about you and what a great guy you are and all that, and then I screwed up your intro. But welcome to the show.
You didn't screw up.
No, he did screw. No, never give him kudos. He screwed it up. Don't never give him kudos ever.
Yeah, it was terrible.
His head's big enough.
I'm just gonna hang up now. Forget what.
You've seen his pictures on Facebook. His head's like the size of a house. He's like a bobblehead.
Yeah.
Fred, as I said in the intro, Fred is a film director and a writer. And he does independent films. He's got a Kickstarter program for his new film that he's coming out with. And we've been part of this. Actually, we helped promote you on that last movie, and it did pretty well. So what I'm going to do, Fred, is why don't we back up and start. Tell everybody who don't know you who you are, what your background is, how you got in the movie industry, and then we'll kind of work our way through your movies you've done, and then we'll get to the new one. So...
Because Poland couldn't figure it out the first time.
It all started
no, this
in what?
Is good.
How old are you? 19 what?
This is good. This is the Charlie Rose version of the interview here. It's
That's
good.
Right.
I'm about to turn 45 years old, so I'm pretty ancient in this world.
We will call you Colt.
Yes. I've been into making independent films for 15 plus years. I'm down here in Orlando, Florida. Lovely, beautiful Orlando, Florida. You guys did a wonderful job last time on my film Read Me, and I really appreciate. When I was running a Kickstarter, I came on your show, and you were gracious enough to have me on the show, and you donated to the Kickstarter live on the show. I have to say that after that weekend that I was on that show, it kind of snowballed, and then we kind of picked up a little steam and ended up having a successful campaign after
all
that.
All right.
Hey. I'm going to give you
never
all of
give
the
him kudos.
All of the credit. Can I do it once, one time? Can I give him one kudo? Not even kudo.
Oh.
One kudo.
Well, let me stop you for a second. I'll take the kudos. But Fred, I want to remind you. Back then, Laurie was on the show, and she is a lot cuter than me. But you know, Laurie and I are no longer together, so I'll have to give her like at least 40% of that credit. I'll take. 60%.
Well, she was from
Man,
Jersey.
I'm biting my tongue on this one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she was from Jersey too, just like you. And but yeah,
yep.
No, I'm glad it actually worked out. We did help support it, and we actually had a little bit.
Well, what do you mean? She was from Jersey. She was just like me. We're all like everybody from Jersey is the same. What are you trying to say?
Well,
no.
What like it? Like we're all just like. Just a bunch of loud, like, sweaty, greasy people?
No.
Yes.
Because if you're from Jersey, you're automatically an asshole, which is fine. I go that mold. I'm good with it.
Fred,
40%. You're 40%.
Hey, Fred, have you met John Dilly? John Dilly is from New Jersey also. So does that give you any idea of how I feel about New Jersey?
I apparently you're a fan, and I was trying to figure out where the accent was from, and I'm thinking maybe South Amboy, maybe.
Oh, so no? We're into the insults already.
Ah.
I see. What else? You want us to come over there? I mean, where are we going with this? What's that?
Oh, hey, you know?
Hey, oh, yay. So it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm not trying to
get your chops, dude.
All
right,
the call's coming
you,
from inside the house. Don't worry about me.
You were giving me kudos and continue.
Oh my God. Listen to you.
Yeah, let's bring it back to Frank. No, actually, the Kickstarter ended up going through. The funding went through. We got a chance to make the movie, which was great. It played around. It premiered in New York City at a festival there in Queens. And the actor who played the lead won the award for best actor.
Cool.
And then it played some other festivals. And it's now has its home on Amazon and Amazon Prime. And it's
very cool, dude.
Doing pretty well there, and I get some good feedback, and people seem to like the film. So,
that's awesome, dude. That's cool. That's really cool.
No, it's wonderful. Really, I mean, the level of film that I make is not like a huge budget film. Like, there's not huge celebrities in my films. So, you know, for me to even get to make these kind of films, like, no superheroes, you know, it's not a comic book story. It's not a sequel of any kind. It's this just small personal stories that I kind of feel like they need to be told. They come from.
Alexander Nevsky was one of my favorites.
What was that?
Alexander Nevsky, the film from I think it was the late 20s. There were no stars back then. It was a wonderful film. I prefer films without stars.
Right. Well, then you would prefer my film. So that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah. So if anybody hops on Amazon or Amazon Prime, you could just search actually my name, Fred Zahra, FredZahra, and the two films that I have up on Amazon will pop up. One of them's a documentary, and one of them's Read Me. It's a narrative film. So then we fast forward a couple of years, and now I'm ready to make the next one.
Cool.
And what would that be, pray tell?
Well, I'm a little concerned about bringing this up now, because now I'm going to bring all the laughs to a screen.
Yeah, I know. But that's why
you're here. Oh, come on. This is all good.
No,
it's fodder. Come on.
No, it's all good. We got it out of our system. Go ahead. We'll be quiet now.
We get it all out.
We got it.
All right,
go ahead.
So it's a little bit more of a serious subject. The title of this film is called The Suicide of James Ryder, and it's based on a true story. It's based on, inspired by true events that happened with myself and people in my life, and the character of James Ryder is based on a really good friend of mine who committed suicide in 2001.
I read this. So, Frank Simmons. Yes, I read it. This is wild. Yeah, this is kind of.
So okay. I fictionalized the whole story. The story actually revolves less around the character of James and more around the main character, the central character, who was this young guy who is moving to a new city and he's joining a new group of friends. And just before he gets there, this one guy in the group commits suicide. So he never meets him. So he joins this new group of friends, and all they do is sit around and talk about this one guy, He was the guy that knew everyone in town. He was the guy that could tell you the lyrics to songs that are cool songs from the Allman Brothers or from Willie Nelson. Like, he was just the guy. He was the party guy.
He was the Cliff Clavin. Yes.
Smart. Sure. So now he's gone. So this new character gets to know him through these stories, and he actually gets to have his life sort of inspired in a new direction from this really cool person that he actually never got to meet because the guy is gone in the first frame in the movie. So that's the elevator pitch of the film.
All right, so the way you did this last time, and people who may not be familiar with Kickstarter is a website that people take their projects to, and there's all kinds of different projects. You name it, it's on Kickstarter, but you go in and you donate money, and based on donating money, you're helping to support Mike Fred's film to put it together. I think your goal you're shooting for, Fred, is what, $18,000, is that right?
$18,000, yeah. We're right over just above five right now.
And what you do is you can click on we've got the link here. It's on www.jamesryderfilm.com, which will take you to more information on the Kickstarter site as to how you can become part of the film. But you want to kind of give a rundown, Fred, of if a person wants to donate. I mean, if they want to donate $5, they can, or if they want to donate thousands, that's up to them too. But there's different levels, different things based on that level.
Yeah, on the right-hand side of the page, there's different, they call them rewards for donating. Now, you can just, the very top one, you can choose to not take a reward and just give $5, $10, whatever you want to give. And it's just a straight-up donation. We support this. Thank you. And we love those, too. And then there's a string of rewards that go from, like, you know, we send you a digital download as soon as the film is done. So you get to see it before anybody else. There's some packages where you get to hear the music for the film. You get your name in the credits. You can name a character. I'll actually change one of the characters' names. I have three central characters in the film that I changed their names to reflect suicide victims that I know of that have been a part of my life. And you can choose a reward where you can change another character name in the film after a suicide victim, or after your mom, or after your pet, whatever it would be. I'll take one of the names that you give me, and I will apply it, you know, to the appropriate character in the film. Or you can choose a reward where you actually can come hang out on set and you know, be an extra in a scene, or just kind of hang out and watch and call action and cut and those kind of fun things. All the way up to, like, give us a couple $1,000 and you could be, like, considered, you would be an executive producer, and you can come to the premiere and all that kind of stuff.
Really cool. No, Kickstarter is really neat. And by the way, like I told you before the show, I am going to support the project again this time. And I don't know if I told you, but I'm going to be an extra in the film, and we're going to donate $350 to the project.
Do you have a wide-angle lens?
We will bring, we'll bring the widest angle lens when he's on set.
Just ask him, is this thing in 3D? Do we have, like, that? What's that say? What's that huge thing? Panoramic view? I mean, he's larger than life. At least his head is. You know, it's...
We're gonna shoot his scenes on 70 millimeters.
Nice. Okay, so we're going full IMAX for your head. Yeah, that's good.
Make a donation, and if you want to be in the film, like me as an extra, you can donate at any kind of level you want to. But I really do say this, not because I'm trying to blow smoke up your butt, but that last movie you did, Read Me,
he's good at
was
it.
Was an excellent movie. And those people, who, you know, all the big budget movies, that's all you ever hear about. But these independent movies are the best. It really is a good movie, Fred, and I've watched it several times.
Thank you.
I've had family members watch it, and it's the bad part about it is when you do a movie like that, nobody really.
You've got family.
I've got family. But I mean, even then, okay, somebody wants to, here's a question, Fred. If somebody wants to see Read Me to get a general feel of what your movie is about, what do? They go to Amazon and do what?
They can go to Amazon and they could just search for Read Me movie, or they could search for my name, Fred Zara.
Okay.
I've actually got a question for you.
Or they can go to my website, FredZara.com.
Okay.
What about going elsewhere than Kickstarter? Because I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm in the hot sauce business, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's all said. I see a bunch of startup companies all going to Kickstarter. I'm used to getting about 5 to 10 Kickstarter emails every week about people doing stuff, and it's
right.
almost like sensory overload, and it's kind of like I don't even look at them anymore. It's just like delete. What about like a GoFundMe, which is like the new hot one right now? What have you? Are you branched out into those things too, or is it just Kickstarter?
Well, GoFundMe.
You know what I mean. I'm not trying to be disparaging or anything like that.
No, I'm just saying. I'd love to answer the question because you're not the first one to ask. GoFundMe seems a little bit more geared towards personal projects and personal,
right.
Something personal happened in my life and I need some money. There's
no,
other things.
No,
like
this film kind of revolves around it, doesn't it?
It does, but the problem with those platforms that is they're not an all or nothing platform. Whereas, like, I say I need at least $18,000 to even start producing this film, right?
Right,
I can't do it
right.
for less. So if I do one of these platforms
okay.
and I raise $10,000, what am I going to do with that $10,000? I'm
right.
taking people's money, and I still can't produce the product for
right.
less than the $18,000. So that's why I like
– I get it. No,
it has an urgency.
Oh no! It has a tier schedule that not a lot of the other kind of the GoFundMe kind of things. Yes, it has a tier structure set up in a way that does well for stuff like yours. But I'm being totally honest. I get inundated with Kickstarter campaigns, and it's just like I'm numb to it. It's almost like I said, sensory overload, where I don't even look at them anymore. It's like God damn! No! You know, it's what.
John, earlier when I told you before Fred came on that I was making my bacon cookbook, I thought about doing it.
Yeah, the pork from within. Right.
Yeah, do you want me to send you a Kickstarter email when I get that set up? Because you were going to be my first one on my list.
Sure, if I don't answer it, you know why. I mean, go right ahead.
John, you can swear off a Kickstarter after my campaign. How about
there
that?
You go.
Okay, there it is. There it is. So see now there is a grain of truth in that. That's cool. I like that.
There you go. Now, and I agree with John. There's a lot of Kickstarter projects, and you got to go through.
There really are.
What interests you? And I like, when Fred, when we first met, I guess it was that 3 years ago when you did Read Me. Is that what it was? 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 3 years ago.
When you did that.
Yeah,
you actually met Frank.
No,
we haven't met in person.
No, but we're going.
Oh, good.
To,
don't never
to.
Let it happen. Never let it happen.
Anyway, my point is, I didn't know who he was, and he came on, and I liked what I heard. You got to pick and choose who you want to support, and I like Fred, and I think Fred makes excellent movies, and I think if people are interested in getting involved in an independent film, Fred makes fantastic ones, and it's a great way to get involved. And hey, also a great way to be an extra if you give enough money, or you can say action, which is kind of cool too. Anyway,
yeah, sure.
Now,
and I want to make sure I say that, like, although it's a film about suicide, it's about it's based on the true story of someone actually committed suicide.
It's more based on collateral damage.
Well. Not only that, I mean, Frank saw my last film, Read Me. He probably understands the way I make films and the way
yeah.
I try to have a message in the film. And it's actually
right.
an inspirational story. It's actually much more about trying to find meaning in your life and living in the moment.
Yes, no. I didn't mean collateral damage is a bad thing, but that.
I had
a couple of guys that died way too early in my life. And we still think about them. We still talk about them at bars. And it's collateral
yeah.
damage, not in a bad way. It's just you've affected our lives. The reason we're thinking of you is not a good thing, but we're still thinking of you. It's kind of like you walk in that line of heaven and hell kind of thing. It's like a purgatory kind of mindset.
No, and that's exactly right. And I wasn't taking offense to anything you said.
Because
what you said, you're still thinking about those people. However, when we deal with suicide, a lot of times when you think about those people, you reminisce. The first thing you think about is the suicide, rather than
right.
This particular person we're talking about. Like I mentioned, the music and the lyrics,
right.
and being in the retro bikes and like he had a lot of things that made him a unique person. Sometimes it's a shame that their legacy ends up being this suicide. So right. Those are the kind of questions that, like, can't we honor these people in sort of a different way? Can't we remember who they were and take another example of their life in more of a positive direction rather than, you know, just focus on the fact that they took their own life away?
Which I find totally commendable. I mean, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
It's a sad subject, but it sounds like it's going to have an inspirational ending and things that, you know, make people think about, not like you said, not just the suicide, but who that person was. And then, and the timing on this is you've got, what, till December the 12th, is that right? I forgot.
December the 12th, 8 p.m., yes.
December the 12th.
Yeah, so that's another thing. Kickstarter. So, if I don't reach, and my producer would love us to get to not only 18,000 but beyond, because the original budget she gave me was actually a little bit more than that.
Right.
I'm trying to get the bare bones to be able to get this thing off the ground and actually get it shot. So we can always make more than that. That would be wonderful. But by December the 12th, we need to have the 18 grand.
And then if you raise the money,
okay,
you're planning on filming this in Florida sometime in March, correct? And then I guess if it all goes well, then the movie will be released, what, late next year?
If all goes as planned, yeah, around this time next year, I'll be looking at probably some sort of, like I did before, like a cast and crew sort of screening of the film down here, start trying to look for festivals that'll take the film. And then
bring
of course,
it to Jersey. We'll get it done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm actually notorious for actually cutting my films in about a week or two, even though the features. but then there's all the guys want to mix it, and they want to take long. They want to do the music, and they want to do all the other stuff that goes on top of it. Takes a little bit longer. I'm done. I don't
actually, Fred. I want to pose you a question. Yeah, this is kind of a neat one. Now, way back when I was in high school, I actually went through film class, all kind of stuff, and I was fascinated by it. I actually found a couple of old 8mm films that I had done back in, oh God, it had to be like 1982, one, something like that. I am having a hard time finding somewhere that I trust, because I mean I did the splices. I'm in high school for God's sake. I did the splices back in night, like what, 40 years ago. I'm trying to. Where do I go to get something like that? Someone I can trust, because there's only one copy of this. How can I get this stuff remade? I've got a couple of films that I did, short ones, but they're funny as hell. I mean, these things are great, but I've never. I haven't watched them in 30 years.
And they're on 8mm film.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, the original. We got the Super 8s from school. We rented the, you know, they gave us the cameras to go out and do our thing for film class. Actually, one of my cohorts in crime was Brian Witten. He's a Hollywood guy now. He's one of the directors of Spawn, and he's done a couple of things. But this is my buddy, and he's doing this kind of, he doesn't get back to me. So I'm just kind of curious.
That tells you something.
He's got people. But he's
knew,
a Kiss fan too. He's a major Kiss fan.
I knew of a couple places down here in Orlando that used to do that. I don't even know if they're still with us.
Because they have to be reputable. Because I got one shot at this. If they lose it or they don't do it right, it gets destroyed.
I can tell this is his baby. So if you know anybody, make sure they don't screw it up.
This
I will
this
destroy
is his,
them.
Crowning moment when he made these films.
Yeah.
I don't know anywhere in national. I don't know anywhere in New Jersey that would do it.
Well, no, anywhere.
I mean,
it's global now. Everything's gone global. But I have a hard time just sending these films to somebody like that I've never met or never don't even know. And I'm hoping. Oh, you had really good words on the web. It's kind of bad.
Right. I'll see if those places around here in Orlando are still around. And I'll send Frank.
You know, John, I would say my dad had all of our kids' movies on that 8mm, those little small reels, and then he sent them to some place and he dropped them in the mail, and they were going to convert them back then to a VHS tape. He never saw them again.
Right.
So yeah, I understand.
Right, and Frank, to this day, that's why you tie red balloons to sewer grates. I mean, where are we going with this?
Oh, well. Back to our guest and his project. So, okay, Fred, if they want to find out more, I've got the link here to jamesryderfilm.com. They can also go to fredzero.com. They can also go to Facebook. Anywhere else they can go to find more about your movie.
Yeah, they can go all over the place. Yeah, they could search. There's a Facebook page up now, and yes, I'm on my website and at jamesryder.com. They could just go to Kickstarter and they could search for James Ryder and it'll come up.
Well, damn, I heard about this Fred fella. I heard about the New Jersey Turnpike. He's available at the truck stop on X16A. I seen him there. He's old handing out stuff. He's doing all sorts of stuff. It's amazing. The boy don't stop. He just runs around. He runs around putting stuff in people's pockets. It's amazing. Look at him go. Look at that boy go.
and by the way, I'm gonna start a Kickstarter program for John. If we're gonna start it up, if you want to donate like a quarter or 75 cents to have his 8mm
to help me,
that would be wonderful.
All right, Fred, thank you for putting up.
Give all your UNICEF dollars to DEFCON sources. Yes,
John, maybe one of my films and your 8mm film will play in a festival together someday. I look forward to that.
I'll tell you what. I'm an interesting lad. Hopefully sometime in the future we're going to meet. I've never met Frank either, and it's going to be kind of funny because he's not going to know who the hell I am. I know who he is because he's large.
All right, Fred. Thank you for joining us. I hope it's a success. Everybody go out and support the Kickstarter project, because I know Fred makes
absolutely
great movies, and donate whatever you can. And Fred, good luck, and keep us posted. And if you do hit it after this show, you can go on my Facebook page and give me more kudos if you would like.
Okay. I will give you plenty. Much to John's chagrin, I will give you plenty of kudos for that.
Oh, no chagrin. Fred, to be honest, send me a link to whatever you're doing to john@defconsauces.com. I'll give you a hand. I mean, why not? If you're a human, I can't say everybody's been through it, but if you've had friends who've done what this film, the friend did, and or just died too early because of bullshit reasons, you should take notice of this and look at it and see it for what it is. It is a problem. Everyone's dealt with this. Everyone has dealt with this. If you haven't,
I agree.
Every lucky.
Every group of friends has their James Ryder, for sure.
It's you know, who jumped off the Tallahassee Bridge. I mean, what story do you want to follow? You gotta kind of follow that whole line of thinking. It's not pretty. It's one of those stories nobody wants to talk about. It's one of those ones that gets hidden away, but everyone still remembers it. You can't hide that. You cannot hide a memory. You can't do it. And especially if it's a friend of yours who did not kind of get what he, you know, go through the whole life thing, either ended it quick or something else did it to him. That kind of thinking, it's a hard thing to realize, but it's even a harder thing to come out of denial with if you're in denial.
For sure. And like, I'm putting myself through something here because, you know, just by the past couple of months as I've been gearing up for this Kickstarter here, I'm looking at, if this thing goes through, for the next couple of years of my life, having multiple conversations all the time about suicide, all the time. That's all I'm going to be talking about for the next 2 years.
It's not a pretty thing. I mean, it's nobody wants to talk about it, though. Nobody wants to talk about it.
No, and I like that. I like to hope that I'm putting something out there that's going to be tasteful and not just a Debbie Downer about, like, suicide, you know?
No,
I prefer puppy uppers, but Debbie Downers, that's fine too.
I do. It's a tough subject, and good luck, and we're looking forward to you reaching your goal and seeing the movie sometime next year.
Sure.
Thank you guys for having me on, and we'll talk soon. Thanks.
All right, Fred,
shoot me a link, dude. Shoot me an email.
Everybody, check out jamesryderfilm.com. Fred, thanks for joining us. And we're going to take a quick break. And then, John, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of food news, because I know everybody tunes in every week to hear our spin on food news.
Yes.
And I mean, it's actually one of my favorite parts of the show now. It's turned out to be kind of cool. We're kind of like the cutting edge. So anyway, you're going to get smart.
Ho-ho-hos, we love GMOs. Ho-ho-hos,
hey,
we love GMOs.
I've got a GMO story that's going to crack you up. But anyway, everybody hang tight. We'll
oh, good. Does it come out of both sides of his face?
Yes, we'll be back in 1 minute. Don't go away. John, go. John has disappeared. John, I don't know where he went. He must have went to pee or something. But anyway, we're going to do food news, and as soon as John gets back here, and like I said earlier, if you want to support what Fred is doing, go to jamesryderfilm.com. Check it out. Donate $5 or $2,000, whatever you want to donate, and help Fred reach his goal. And where in the heck did my sidekick go? Hello, John. All right, well, whenever he comes back, he'll join us. So I'm going to start off with the food news, and starting off with a very first story, we'll talk about McDonald's. McDonald's has set up a new animal welfare standard for its chicken suppliers, and this story just freaking cracks me up. But anyway, the new rule has dictated the amount of brightness of light in the chicken houses, and requires facilities to provide birds with perches to promote the natural behavior of chickens. And this is going into effect, let's see here, going into effect, I guess, in 2 years. McDonald's will conduct trials, flyers to measure the well-being of different chicken breeds. So they're going to make sure before they give the bird the old with the knife, they're going to make sure that there's plenty of lighting in their houses, and the birds have a perch to sit on before they kill them. So that's new things going on at McDonald's. I know I feel better about the McNuggets now. And on to the second story. Hang on once. Actually, I'm going to play another song because I think John's trying to get back on here. There he is. Hang on 1 second here. Let's see here. Are we having technical difficulties?
English bitch. No, 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 no. Bad, evil.
What? What are you evil? The
English lady on Block Talk Radio has dropped my ass.
I guess I didn't know that you had passed out or what you had done. You just kind of just disappeared. You missed my McDonald's story. You want to hear it again? The audience probably doesn't.
Why,
you
certainly.
Hear it?
No, you know, no, I went inside to get to, no, my wife just woke up. I want to welcome her to the real world. She has to go to work in a couple of minutes. I want to say hello to my wife. Come back out and the English bitch dropped me.
Oh, well, do you want to go make love to your wife?
Hello. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. We're dropping your ass right now.
If you would like to go make love, hey, if you want to make love to your wife and I'll do the news, you'll be back in 2.5 minutes. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Oh, listen to you, 2 minute egg. Oh, listen to the old man. Oh, Frankie, never talk like this again.
What I said while you were gone, because I knew that you would have some commentary about, but McDonald's has passed
a
new animal welfare standard for chicken suppliers.
Oh, good. Yeah, because they want to use them in burgers, but that's fine. Yeah, go.
No, listen to this. From now on, I think this actually is within the next 2 years, the new rules dictate the amount of brightness of light and
Oh, no.
All
chicken, oh, no.
Listen, it gets better. It gets better. And chicken nugget.
Yes, yes, because we lop your head off. I want you to crow like a cock.
Yep. Make them feel good.
Wake me up in the morning because I live 5 miles away, little cock. When you crow in the morning, I'm not going to hear you, you little cock.
See, I'm not even cursing. I'm not even cursing. I am not even cursing.
I mean, these things just crack me up, and I know people. The
oh, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy.
They'll probably hate me, but this is so stupid. It is so stupid.
You know, Frank,
what?
you want to hear stupid? Okay, I do a lot of events where I meet farmers markets and shows and stuff like that. Well, you meet a lot of people. The gluten-free people are the ones that really rub me the wrong way. I say, okay, it is a real thing. Gluten intolerant is a real thing if you're a celiac, okay?
Right.
There is no other reason on God's green earth that you would have a problem with bread. There's no reason on God's green earth you would have a problem with anything that has gluten in it unless you're a celiac. If you're a celiac, yeah, it could kill you. Other than that, you're just a person with a dog in their purse who is really high maintenance and wants to be joined to some club that doesn't exist. Okay, that's what I have a problem with. Anyway, what were you saying?
They got to McDonald's. That's all I know. I've been involved with the chicken business for 35 years, and I can imagine
right.
that the chicken processors are shaking their head saying, are you kidding me? We're going to have to put perches in our chicken houses. Do you realize –
Have
okay,
you ever watched YouTube films of chicken houses?
Let me tell you something.
This is what nightmares are made out of. Oh no! It's fantastic stuff. At the top of the top of their game, their Purdue facility. This is years ago. Was able to process. I love that word process. Oh, it's great. Mechanical arms, but process 12,000 chickens an hour. Now, 12,000 chickens, that's only 24,000 wings. Granted, that's 1 hour at one of my gigs, but hey, whatever.
You don't even know.
These chickens, these chickens are hung up. They're deburred in a way that would make oh my God, people sick.
John,
the way that they're processed, and then they go into the fecal soup. What?
John, when I was 22 years old, I was hanging chickens.
You worked in a chicken farm.
I was in a house. I know exactly.
You're the foot hanger. You're hanging them up.
Yeah, I was actually, you hang them in shackles. You grab them by the feet.
There it is. Yeah, little chicken shackles. No,
well,
Frank, you got to make it nice. Make it, if you call them chicken shankles, it makes people feel better about it. They're chicken shankles. What? How bad could your chicken shankle be? I don't know, before the buzz saw cut off their head.
The one plant that I worked at, just the one operation. You know how many chickens they
is
kill
Purdue?
Every day?
What was it, Purdue, Tyson? Where?
Purdue.
Which one was it?
Purdue in Accomack, Virginia. That's where I worked for a year and a half. How many chickens did
Appomattox?
They in that one operation?
Did you say
Appomattox?
You said Appomattox.
No, Accomack. Oh. How many chickens did they produce in one day? Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
I heard like 12,000 an hour.
Well, 300,000 chickens a day is what we produced in that one
right.
plant. And back then, Purdue had 7 plants doing basically the same thing. And then you had Tyson.
And now there's more.
Everybody else. Oh, man, come on. But my
dude, it's crazy.
McDonald's wants perches. They want to put 40,000 perches in it for the chickens to sit on. 40,000 of them in a chicken house. They're going to put 40,000
You know what cracks me up? But no, the whole story revolves around the fact that McDonald's gives a flying frick about a chicken. Okay,
exactly.
Now, let's go to Burger King just sucks to begin with. But however, Burger King is actual chicken meat. But Burger King is actual chicken meat in the nugget. Wendy is actual chicken meat in the nugget. Do a McDonald's thing. This is some gelatinous Monsanto mass that was formed into four different shapes.
You're wrong.
And you can make a puzzle out of this. What? Oh,
you're
come
wrong.
On now. That's fecal soup, dude. That's fecal. That's breaded fecal soup.
You and I have this conversation at least twice a month. You are wrong. It is a USDA-approved product. It is a ground
that's
product.
That's because they were paid off. I know how that works.
The old chicken nugget was made out of what's called comminuted meat. and comedy routine is a gelatin meat that comes off.
For those that don't know the
bone.
Term, because you've never heard it before, so it's new to you, look it up.
I swear to you, we used to do, it was 2,000 pounds of comminuted meat in a bin.
Comminuted meat. Comminuted. People, just look up comminuted. Dude, it's like calling like a murderer. Oh well, he escaped life. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It was FDA and USDA sanctioned and approved. There was nothing.
Oh yes, because McDonald's only has a couple of bucks to pay him off. Oh my God! You kidding me? Comminuted meat.
Oh my God! It was pink. Okay, let's
build
up a different story.
This is pigs' lips and chicken teeth.
Speaking of GMOs, this story cracked me up. All right, American shoppers are very confused about GMOs in food, according to two surveys.
Well, of course they are, because they shop at Whole Foods.
Listen to this.
For the asparagus water when it's on sale.
46% of Americans, listen to this. This is cracking me up. 46% of Americans either don't know whether they consume GMOs or they believe they
don't
really
know what
or
it
never
is.
Do. They don't even know what it is. Additionally,
but we know it's bad. No, we know it's bad. We can't do this. It's bad. Oh, it's a car. It's burning gasoline. It's bad. Have you ever driven one? Oh, no. But how is it bad? God, please.
Consumers, you're going to like this, too. Additionally, consumers are confused between food labeled as organic and non-GMO, according to the survey done by the University of Florida.
That's because you humans get past the second syllable. Oh my God, this is fodder. This is just freaking fodder, and I'm at the trough. Oh, people don't know what the hell they eat. They see these tags and they think it's correct to eat this because the tag says it's good to do so. It's like once you try to form your own life and read up about things, and then you'll know exactly what you're buying, as opposed to Aunt Betty, who lives down the street, who knows everything about everything, but doesn't because you did some back-checking on the stuff you were saying and found out she's a total moron.
The stories get even better. This story, this one even kind of goes right along with this. Listen to this. Okay, first let me ask you something. Have you been told in the last 8 or 10 years that soy protein is good for you?
Soy protein, is it good for me?
Yes.
I make my own protein.
All right, but haven't you heard that soy protein is good for your heart?
Well, guess what?
The FDA has revoked the health claim for soy protein and says it has nothing to do with heart disease.
That one I read. I actually read that one. I read that one. Yes, I did. I was like, soy protein is not good for you. But it's soy. It's got to be good for me because it's soy. I don't know.
$19.99, yeah. John, almost 20 years ago.
Yep.
They actually made a decision that said that soy protein is good for helping heart disease. No. The agency has made the decision to take away that claim, and the USDA intends to allow the use of qualified health claims only as long as there's sufficient evidence, a link between soy protein and reduced heart disease.
That's the catchphrase, sufficient evidence. All that means is if you pay enough lawyers, they will say what you want them to say. Sufficient evidence. You got to love the terminology. You got to love it. You got to love it. Oh, my God. Sufficient evidence. Oh my God.
20 years we've been lied to about soy. Okay, here we go. And this is another funny story about labeling. U.S. labeling requirements for dolphin-based tuna. Do not
saltine based. Wait. Saltine
dolphin.
Based.
No.
Oh, dolphin.
That'd actually be pretty good. Saltine based tuna, because I put them on saltine crackers, but dolphin safe.
A saltine based tuna, dude. You're mixing worlds. You're going Monsanto on me. You just went full Monsanto.
Yeah, I did.
You want to make a tune into a Soul Teen? Oh, really? Come on now.
Stay on target. The Mexican tuna industry.
Now there is one that I have to agree with any legal thing that they've ever come up with, just
well,
because of donkey shows.
They were going to levy $163 million tariffs on U.S. tuna industry unless they could prove that it was dolphin safe. Whatever the hell that.
Well, yeah. Well, dolphins get caught in the next. they get caught too. Well, I mean, Flipper Flipper.
What?
So that's why they didn't have Flipper. He had one big one.
The World Trade Organization has said that ruling is it discriminates against tuna manufacturers. So there is no such thing as dolphin-based tuna.
Dolphin-based tuna. That's like okay. Let's see. Wow, it's an animal-based human.
I don't have any clue what you're talking about. Okay, let's switch gears
right,
here.
Continue.
You're going to love this. This is another one. Now, just listen. Don't say a word because you got to hear this whole thing. It's only three sentences.
I have to bite my tongue. Frank, you know better than tell me to do that. All right.
John,
shoot.
Listen very, very closely now. Did you know that if you market food as a snack, it can lead to increased consumption? According to a study by Appetite Magazine, researchers pasta labeled as a snack to be eaten standing up or a meal to be eating sitting down. When people were told that a pasta was a snack that you eat standing up, they ate 50% more versus if it was pasta that you eat sitting down. Because it was a snack.
and if you ask people in New York City, if you walk up to half of them, the people that obviously have an offense to everything that they ever, like wake up, they're offended by something. If you walked up to 100% of them and said, Pokemons are gluten-free, they would object to the fact that they are not gluten-free. How dare you say against the Pokemon? Dude, this is what we've come to. The human race is doomed if this kind of crap continues. It's inanity, not insanity. It's inanity. Look it up. Same amount of syllables. It's crazy stuff. The human race
is
doomed.
This is a story you're gonna like. This is a story you're gonna like. But then the results that I give you are gonna crack you up. Okay.
Okay.
Eating spicy food. You know, you like spicy food, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's different kinds of spice, but go ahead.
All right. Well, eating spicy food may dampen the desire to consume salty foods, according to a study in Hypertension Magazine. Researchers found that participants who ate the most spicy food, listen to this, consumed about 2.5 fewer grams of salt daily compared to those who ate least spicy food.
Okay, and the people they had do this thing ate Tabasco, which is like 98.4% salt. So of course they ate less salt afterwards. They've already licked the deer lick. I mean, where are we going with this? This is stupid stuff. A lot of the mainstream hot sauces, like they're full of sodium, they're full of salt. And actually, salt, let me tell you something. It was a couple of months ago. I read, where did I read it? It was actually in a reputable magazine. It was before Hugh Hefner died. I can't remember. Salt is not really that bad for you. It's kind of like, you know, it all started with, oh my God, global cooling. Oh, or the next one, next ice age. Then it became, no. Now it's just global warming. Now it's just climate change. Where are we going to go? What's the next step on climate change? Thermometer chains were doomed. It's like Chicken Little. Oh, my goodness. The moon's going to explode. It's made of cheese. I love brie. I mean,
I've actually got a story about cheese, too. You want to go to that?
Why not? I hate cheese. Go ahead. Yeah, shoot. This is great.
Well, let's see. Where's that cheese?
Solidified cow excrement.
There's a cut the cheese. There's a cut the cheese story. Wait a minute, let me find it. I gotta find it now.
I hate cheese.
Cheese
is like the. No,
yeah,
think about it. Think about it. Solidified cow excrement, and like blue cheese. Okay, we're gonna solidify. It's way past its due date because milk would have expired. You find some way to prolong its edibility, and then, but let's inject some mold into it to make it smell like a gym sock, and then I'm gonna put it on. Oh, blue cheese. Oh, it's so good. It's
I can't find the cheese.
Overdue milk injected with fungus. And you want to eat this crap. Oh, my God. Oh, enjoy yourself.
Speaking of cheese, this blew me away. How many pounds do you think of cheese were produced in the United States in the month of September? Just take a wild guess.
Go to Walmart. Go. Just weigh the Walmart shoppers.
Just take a wild guess. How many pounds? Just in September.
14 trillion. It's a stupid amount. Now,
is
it cheese or is it processed? No, is it cheese or processed
cheese
food?
This is real cheese. 1 billion pounds of cheese just in the month of September, which is a 2.7% increase from a year ago. Now, what do you think the number one type of cheese that was produced? 435 million pounds of it. What type?
American.
No, actually, that was number two, 394 million. Italian.
Was it Swiss? It had to be Swiss because the germs, the little guys, they fart. That's what makes the bubbles.
They kind of combined all these, but Italian-type cheeses made up 435 million, and American cheeses made up 394 million. So of the total.
Italian type and American. That's profiling. I'm sorry. I'm offended. let me make my hair purple and let me shave half of my head. Let me get a dog in a purse. I'm going to walk around like I'm offended.
Now,
please.
Do you have any problems sleeping, John?
Never. I drink enough.
Well, if you did. That they found out something. There's something you can do to make you sleep longer. You know what it is?
Hit yourself in the head with a hammer.
You can actually drink tart cherry juice, and it can extend your sleep. According to a study in the American Journal of Therapeutics, researchers found insomniacs who drank 240 milliliters of cherry juice twice a day slept up to an extra hour and 24 minutes. The difference was
there's a problem with this
cherry juice. Reducing levels of some kind of thing in your brain, which can contribute to sleep disturbances. Yes, that's what
no,
it is.
No.
Are you going to
sleep? Is not
therapeutic.
I am.
Okay.
Because there's different kinds of sleep. There's sleep. Every once in a while, you get that. Everyone's had it. It doesn't happen very often. You get the perfect night of sleep. You get one of those kind of dreams you kind of meander through, and hopefully you don't have a happy ending with it, but it's just you have a perfect night of sleep, blah, blah, blah. And then you have the ones where it's kind of fractional. And then you get like two or three dreams going, and it's kind of – but you wake up, you feel – But when you drink the cherry juice – now, I am a sufferer of the gout. Okay, they tell me to drink cherry juice. Cherry juice is like sucking down a pig through your throat. Dude, it sucks. Cherry juice sucks. It's the most tart thing on the planet. Go ahead, buy yourself some. Prove me wrong.
That's what it says.
You'll prove me right. Oh, well,
if it's
real cherry juice, there is only one kind of cherry juice. You squeeze the cherry, it comes out. That's the cherry juice. There's only one kind, and it sucks. There's that kind of sleep. It's called a sleep of no. You sleep, but it's a sleep of hate. You hate sleeping because you drank this crap, and you wake up in the morning. Yeah, you got more sleep, but you're not fulfilled because you have a sleep of hate because you drank some whole horrible crap before you went to sleep. What? Oh, come on now. I know what I'm talking about. I drank this crap. It sucks.
Remember we talked about Coca-Cola last week and the new products they're coming out with? Here are two of the top Coca-Cola flavors that the company will be introducing next year. Are you ready?
Tell me. Peppered pork.
This is a Georgia Peach Coca-Cola and California Raspberry Coca-Cola. They're the two...
Good. Both of them are going to suck. Both of them are going to go nowhere because both of them are full of chemicals you don't want in your body. Do not buy these things. They suck.
Georgia Peach, Coca-Cola, and I wonder why they had to. But why they choosing state? Why didn't they just call it Peach?
Hey,
wait.
I've got a trivia question for you.
All right.
Maybe more than one in some like potent place, but what's the only mainstream grapefruit soda out there that is still available?
Oh, that's wait a minute. Is that Wink?
Nope.
That Wink? Grapefruit.
You're having a fantasy.
Not Wink.
Nope. Grapefruit flavored soda. It's been around since the 60s.
I thought that was Wink. What is that?
And
it's
still available. Still available. And actually, I like it.
What the heck is it? I've had it.
Sold in army posts across the nation. Go to the commissary. Go to the PX. They both have it.
Hey, if anybody's listening, if you want to call in and give the answer to that, I'll give you a prize. 714-242-5272. Hold that.
Yeah, Frank will give you a virtual hug.
I'll give you a prize. 714-242-5272. What is the great?
So, but if nobody calls in, I give you the answer. Do I get the prize?
You get the hug. Yes.
I don't want the hug. I want the prize.
You get the prize. Okay, let's see here. I got all my stories are all.
That's a trivia question. Oh my God, you can't answer it. Oh, look at you. Oh my God, you can't answer. Oh, I see. I do my little food news thing. One question, and boom. You shit the bed.
I've had that damn drink, and I'm trying to remember what it is. I can see it.
I can see it too. I have it in my fridge.
I could have swore it was.
Oldie
but
goodie.
What does it taste like? Remember
I never tasted a Wink because by the time I'm doing that, they're already asleep. I mean, what the frick? What? A Wink? Who would drink a Wink? Drink a Wink. Dude, it sounds like something Michael Jackson would do. Drink a Wink. Drink a Twink. Yeah, drink a Twink. Oh,
that
God.
Funny. I've had that grapefruit drink, and I can't think of it. All right, let's go to different. Talk about drinking.
That's it.
Let's talk about
and
coffee.
When I tell you, you're really, oh, that's it. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. 48% of 18 to 24-year-olds consume coffee
right.
in the past day. 48% of them have consumed coffee in the past day compared to 58%
between what
of
ages?
Older consumers. 18 and 24. Wait,
wait, wait.
I was surprised that many.
Oh, that's an issue. That's an issue right there. When
well,
I was 18, nobody drank coffee. Nobody drank coffee. And I'll tell you what. Oh, here's a pet peeve. Okay, in my building, we have this machine. This huge.
You told the story last week.
Like,
you told the story last week. This story. Yes.
With the milk, all that crap. It's like just pour some fucking milk in your fucking coffee. So just throw some sugar in there and drink it like
well,
a human.
You always get excited about coffee. When I have a coffee story, you always get excited about that damn.
I don't understand coffee people. The coffee people are like, oh my God, they're insane. They're fucking insane. It's like, what happened with what? Okay, coffee regular. Coffee, regular.
What you do, folks,
coffee,
is you let him finish. Let him make his noises and all that. And when he's done, he'll let him know.
It's true. The coffee people are they're insane.
Coffee.
They're insane with this stuff.
All right, I'm done with that story. Let's go to a different one. Let's see. We talked about McDonald's. We talked about spicy foods. I should get rid of that.
Oh, come on. Give me something good. Give me something juicy.
Been,
I need a juicy
one. When's the last time you've been to a freaking Friendly's?
They all closed up around here, except for one
well,
in Marston.
Guess what they're doing.
Yeah, they all kind of went away. My wife Maggie, God bless her, she still likes having a Fribble, which is their signature little milkshake thingy. There's only
Friendly's
one around here and far
new.
Away.
You're gonna laugh. Friendly's is trying something
well,
new.
They're
like 30 years behind everybody else. You ready to find out what it is they're gonna do new? To try to drive
they all come up with a hamburger.
No, they're going to open up locations with drive-thrus in Massachusetts to test it out, and if it works, they're going to add 10 new locations per year until
no,
the year.
No, but this is a new thing. This is no. But Frank, you're underlying the point. This is a friendly drive-thru.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying that's.
Yes,
that's
no,
way
no, no, no. Look at how many people are offended by everything these days. This is a friendly drive-through.
A friendly drive-through. I got it.
They
all
put
right.
a smile
well,
on. If you get the order wrong, it's still friendly.
You like drones, right? You know, little airplanes that fly around.
Do I like drones? What?
Drones, you know, little airplanes, drones.
Flying. Yeah, I got one. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Well,
it's got a little camera on it
cool.
and stuff flies around.
Drones are delivering food to residents of a Japanese town that was devastated by the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Fuck the world plant. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, well, they're actually having drones deliver food to people there because...
Because
you know,
the delivery guys don't want to die of cancer.
Correct. So drones are taking it.
Yes. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, let's see. We have a major radiation leak. So we're gonna send a drone out to deliver your food because we don't want our delivery guy to die. Leukemia
now,
is painful.
John, somebody did a study. This is gonna be one that's gonna blow you away. I know the result of the study is going to be earth-shattering for you, but did you know?
Oh boy!
Did you know that consuming sugary drinks may increase the risk of developing heart disease?
Oh my God! Really?
Yes.
I love Mountain Dew. I should be dead by now. I should be dead. I drink green blood in the morning. You drink your coffee. I drink green blood.
According to a recent study in the Journal of Endocrine Society.
Indoctrinated
research,
people who want to be offended. Yes, that one. Yes.
Researchers found that drinking at least one sugar-sweetened beverage daily was associated with elevated blood pressure. Well, no, duh. I could have saved them millions of dollars on that one. Yep. Earth-shattering, right?
Yes,
okay.
that's good. Yeah, yeah. You know what's nice, though? You know what's really cool? Because I love Dr. Pepper and I love Mountain Dew. And those are like the supposedly, according to the lab of Scientologists that figure out numbers and all that kind of shit, I have really, really, really low blood pressure, and my diglycerides are way low, and it's all good. And actually, my cholesterol went from 300 down to about 160. Isn't that freaking amazing? And I eat a lot of salt. Oh, yes, I eat salt. I like salty foods because salt doesn't hurt you. Neither do eggs. Eggs are good for you.
Do we really care?
Why not? No, maybe I'm a mutant. I'm a happy mutant. I'm an X-Man.
All right.
DEFCON X.
This is interesting. You know, you heard about Hurricane Harvey, but it actually heavily damaged the pecan or pecan, depending on where you're from, the pecan orchards in South Texas, making prices rise from $5 to $7 per pound, but it used to be $3.50 to $4. There will be virtually no crop next year due to the lost limbs in the pecan trees, and the following year it's expected to be very slim. So what does that mean, class? No pecan.
Well, that means
that
you pronounced the nut wrong.
Yes, pecan, pecan, whatever.
Nope, I don't pronounce it either way.
There's a shortage on pecans, and pecan pies are going to be very, very expensive this year for Thanksgiving.
I don't eat it anyway. Why would I? I stay away from sweets. I drink soda.
And speaking of Thanksgiving, because it's right around the corner.
But anyway, no, pecan, I don't know. It's pecan.
Pecan, okay. Pecan.
So what you're saying is, after that news and enlightenment, it's going to be slim pecans. Ha ha.
Did you know that there's going to be a problem with potatoes?
You just ran over my joke. What a garbage truck, you bitch. That was funny. Oh, come on now. You ran over my joke. Oh, you did. You had spike cleats. You stomped on it a few times. Oh. Next.
Okay. Potatoes for Thanksgiving, there's going to be a problem.
Potato.
The potatoes are sizing way too large than normal, which could affect the consumer bag market.
Oh, my goodness. The potatoes are just too big, Mabel.
Yes, the potatoes are too big. But listen to this. There's also a shortage of onions, and it's pushing the prices higher. And it looks like there's going to be a 20 to 30% lower yield of onions this year. So for Thanksgiving. You're gonna have big ass. You have big ass potatoes, and you ain't gonna have any onions.
We got a tater here. Everybody got a tater size of Mabel's head. So don't be putting on her because she was born that way. But these potatoes just the size of her head. And now, hey, she might have encephalitis, but hey, don't let that go. No, it might be a little bit of a pinhead thing, but don't, hey, that's zippy. Don't worry about zippity pinhead. Just eat your potato. It's all good. It's all good. And I'm just saying, now stab that fork in there. Look at you go. Look at you go. Look at you go.
All right, Mr. Potato Head, and you're done.
Yeah, Nestle. Potato. It's a potato.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle makes the very best.
Yeah, isn't it funny how many years ago they come up with their new logo with the mama bird feeding the baby birds? It's like Monsanto with a theme.
Well, guess what? They're getting into the coffee business. Here's coffee again. They bought a company.
Oh, good, yeah. Nestle got into water. It's like Nestle water. Why is Nestle water not chocolate flavored? Explain to that.
I don't know. Anyway, this is the first time.
Nestle makes water. They make bottled water, dude.
Nestle's gotten into the coffee business. The first time they bought Chameleon Cold Brew. So you're going to see Nestle coffee out there soon. I thought they would have been in the coffee business by now. Because coffee and chocolate are
good. Yeah, it's great, yeah.
I put chocolate in my coffee all the time.
Whoa. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Enjoy your coffee. What's the matter? I can't hear you. I can't hear you over the coffee machine.
Speaking of coffee again, did you know that Starbucks actually had a tea brand? I didn't know that. Ozzo?
I don't care.
Ozzo? I know, but listen to this.
I don't care. They came up with their own language. What is a venti? A venti is what I do when I fart in my shorts.
Unilever just bought the Tazo tea brand.
Now Unilever, there's a company.
Unilever. I didn't know that Starbucks had tea to begin with.
Unilever is the Death Star nobody talks about. It is. You know I'm right. You know I'm absolutely right.
Yes,
the
know.
Unilever is like one of those monstrosities. It's on the planet. And no one knows what they do, but they do it. No one knows.
It's like the mothership.
It is. It's the mothership. It's a Monsanto mothership. It's like the Unilever. It got dark tonight. Why? Well, the Unilever covered up the sun. Oh, my God. It's a Death Star. It's one of those Death Stars. It's like a Wreck-It Benckiser.
It's Wreck-It Benckiser.
No, it's Wreck-It Benckiser. Just shut up. I'm right. Just leave it alone.
Same thing. We're almost out of time, thank God. Let's see. Did that cover? Oh, one other thing. Amazon.
Oh, this is a small company. Yes, let's talk about small companies. It's a small company night, folks.
They're lowering their fees. It charges businesses that sell non-perishable grocery items. What is a non-perishable grocery item? Like
non-perishable, then you buy a brick. You buy a brick. It's full of protein. It's absolutely full of protein. It'll last forever. And you might break a tooth on it, but hey, less calcium in your diet is supposed to be good.
Well, if you're in the non-perishable grocery item business and you sell something that's priced below $15, they're lowering your charge from 15% as of October 14th, they did. Now
if you buy the
6%.
Pizza, if you buy our store brand pizza, that shit's going to last until your kids die. So if you buy that, we're going to give you a refund because we can't get rid of this crap.
I have to tell you a real quick story. We're almost out of time. Speaking of that, I bought a loaf of bread from the bakery at Walmart, and I stuck it in my refrigerator. And it got shoved back somehow in the back behind the milk.
Is it sentient?
And the pickles.
Does it answer questions yet?
Well, pickles don't get used that much, and the bread was behind the pickles anyway.
Yeah, but if you poke it, does it answer questions?
Listen to this. 74 days later.
Yep.
74 days later, I found the bread.
Yes.
Now, you would think 74 days later, even though it was in the refrigerator, wouldn't you have thought there'd been some kind of mold on it? Not a bit.
Oh, of course not. No, you bought it at Walmart. Everything at Walmart's 100% natural, non-GMO, no dog in a purse. I mean, there's none of this stuff. You know, it's like anti-celiac. It's bulletproof. Not only can you eat it,
later,
you put it on, it's
no
bulletproof.
No. And I have to say, no. I was tempted to eat it. I even thought to myself, I thought, well, I think I'm going to eat it. It felt a little stale. I said, well, if I toast it.
You went full Ronald McDonald bread on that one.
If I toasted it, it would kill the germs. I figured the heat from the toaster would kill any germs.
If you toasted it, dude, you're setting off a nuke. Don't stay away from – no, bad. Keep radiation away from the bread.
I came close to trying it, but I thought, 74 days later, that might be pushing it.
I don't think I'm going to be eating that. No, it's kind of like an eggs from, like, 2009. No, I don't think so.
And that's all the news I've got. Do you have anything else you want to add? Because we've got 5 minutes.
Oh, we'll be having our NFL annual sale. Just we're a little late on it. Like I said, I've been going through a lot of stuff. But anyway, hey, I guess we'll see everybody next Friday when we do the same damn thing. And you laugh, I cry, and I wonder what the world's coming to. But anyway, tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
See everybody later.
You got it, man. Drink, 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 drink,
drink some beer. Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
We're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer, drink some beer.
Well, I've been known not to walk the line. I find myself drinking on company time. Pour me some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
I want some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
Get up on the table now, break that bottle now, drink, drink. Drink, drink, drink. I could raise some hell and I could do it well. Ain't nothing to a boy that could dump a few shells. Gun rack in the back, old Jack in the sack. Head hitting on the dash while holding hair back. Now I'm Johnny Cash rapped and he loved this track. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
We've been known not to walk the line. We stumble damn near every night. Pour us some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
We want some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
Whiskey River set me free.
Get up on the table now, break that bottle now, drink, 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 drink. Hey waitress, go ahead and get me some, but if it ain't about whiskey, don't bring me none. And I ain't walked the line, cause I'm a rebel, son. I'm a tattooed redneck outlaw.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Shot, two shot, three shot, four. Raise your glass and hit the dance floor. Now put them on my tab and give me four more. One beer, two beer, three beer, four. Now whiskey and women gon' treat me right. I'ma raise a little hell till I see a little light. I get kicked out of bars almost every night because I live these songs that I write.